Blog Talk Radio.
Though the pressures of life seem to weigh you down, though the pressures of life
Thank you.
send myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can
let it know.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if the generation embraced it? Come on, come on.
Here I am. Here I am. You are the one.
You gotta hold.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is
come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name. There is power.
There is power in the name.
In the name. We know where it is to break it, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. So break every chain, break every chain. So break every chain, break every chain.
Friends and neighbors and radio land, we are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God moving. When others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions. And then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. in the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strength, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same. And that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust that he's moving in you. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know him, our God, in a way we have never knew him before, wherein we come to understand him in a way we have never understood him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, then we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we would find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we began to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. For when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I praise God for saving me. Going briefly into the Word of God. But we must first realize that God did not give us a brief ministry, but one of power and of a sound mind. Going briefly into the Word of God, we will be going to Acts chapter 19 And there we're going to notice verse 12. As Acts chapter 19 and verse 12. And I will be reading out of the NIV version of the Bible, and you can follow along with whatever version you have. So that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illness were cured, and the evil spirit left them. Today I want to talk to you very briefly from the subject of time spent in the presence of God. Time spent in the presence of God. Let us pray. Now, Lord God, take my mind, think through it, take my mouth, speak through it, take my ears, let me hear only your voice. Let me be an instrument, a reflection of your love, as long as you send inspiration from above. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always and continually be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the church said, amen. Time spent in the presence of God. I've come to realize that faithfulness is important. And the reason why faithfulness is important is because what God is doing is developing your character. Are you listening to me? Some people think that the sure way to know when God is with you is when everything goes well. Well, I hate to bust your bubble, because if God is with you, you can look for things not to go right. For there is a universal and adversary force that comes up against you. Are you listening to me? And so you have to learn how to be faithful, not because things are working out, but because you have a word from the Lord. Are you listening to me? For you see, my brothers and my sisters, we must understand and know that when you have a word from the Lord, it then becomes your motivational factor to push you toward your goal. And I have lived long enough to know that people are going to leave you. People that you help are going to disappoint you. People that you have planned things for, yes, even in your family, are going to leave you. When things get tight, are you listening to me? For you see, my brothers and my sisters, you must understand that and know that God is molding your character, and He is burning off of you things that you don't need. And most of the time, the thing that you don't need are people. Oops. For you see, my brothers and my sisters, you must know and understand, I have lived long enough to know that people you call friends they are not going to be there when you're going through adversity. And if they really haven't gone through anything with you, then I hate to bust your bubble, but they're really not your friend. Are you listening to me? For when you get into countable situations, some people are going to follow you in there, and some are not. Am I right about it? As we come to our text, we find that there is a character in our text named by the name of the Apostle Paul. Are you listening to me? And the Apostle Paul was with a group of quote-unquote believers, and that the Apostle Paul noticed that something is wrong with them, even sometimes in church, you know, these people that say they are Christians, but yet don't show any sign. They don't raise their hands. They don't shout hallelujah. Yes, they say they're believers. Are you listening to me? For you see, my brothers and my sisters, you must know and understand that when you come into God's house, there ought to be a praise on your lips. And nobody has to tell you to clap your hands or to wave your hands or to say hallelujah, for the Bible said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Are you listening to me? So the Apostle Paul notices that something is wrong with these believers, and he noticed that they don't have the Holy Ghost. Some of the Apostle Paul Acts So the Apostle Paul asked a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And the look on their faces told it all. We don't even know what that is. Are you listening to me? Baptism was baptism was cool. For you see, we were baptized under John. Now, this is not true. The Bible said that John said, I indeed baptize you with water, but there's one coming after me that is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire. Are you listening to me? And now I know we have become so dignified and so sophisticated that we had killed something off. And it, as some say, it don't take all that. Well, I apologize for busting your bubble, but it takes all that and them some. For I come to tell you tonight that the Holy Ghost is still needed. Are you listening to me? So the Apostle Paul baptizes them and they receive the Holy Ghost. He lays hands on them, if you will, and they receive the Holy Ghost. Are you still on the line? Now, my brothers and my sisters, you must know and understand that the same Holy Ghost that fell on them in the upper room ...25 years later, after the Pentecost, it fell again. And I'm so glad that the same Holy Ghost that fell some 25 years later upon them is still able to fall on you, because we have become so dignified and sophisticated that we say, oh, we got it. For there is something about the Holy Ghost that I don't understand, but I get it. Well, whatever that is you got, I don't want it, for I don't have an it, for the Holy Ghost is not an it. It is just what it says it is. It is the Holy Ghost. Are you yet listening to me? the Apostle Paul now moves into teaching, and he's in the most unlikely place where he is in the synagogue, where ever the gospel is taught or preached, there has to be some result. I'm not going to say, I think I'm going to say that again, for wherever the gospel is taught or preached, there has to be some results, because wherever the word of God is taught and preached, there has to be some results. Are you listening to me now? The Apostle Paul's preaching in the synagogue, and that was some that believed, and there were some that disputed him or challenged him, if you will, and because they challenged it, there were some men that came into the synagogue that said that this man does not know God, and they put him out of their synagogue. Are you listening to me? See, the gospel has to be preached. The gospel has to be preached. If they put you out, let them put you out, for you see, you have been in better places. Jesus was put out. He said, I'm the stone that the builders rejected, but it was only so that he could become the chief cornerstone. So when they give you the left foot of fellowship and they tell you that you can't preach here, that's all right. Just preach wherever you are. You must understand that we live in a culture where the preaching of the gospel is glorified. Brothers and sisters put on their finest clothes. We see folk who, with very elegant speech, people who can hold a crowd's attention, people who can entertain folks for more than an hour, but I come all the way to Blog Talk from Alliance, Ohio, on my way to heaven to tell you that preaching is more than that. are you listening to me? For if you preach right, demons will scatter. If you preach right, sick bodies will get healed, and yet will run into people that don't want to hear it. They want you to preach a watered-down gospel that you don't preach about a certain sin. But I come to inform you that if God called sin, sin, then it is sin. And there's no big sins and there's no little sins. It's just what it is, sin. Are you listening to me? But you see, the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch no unclean thing. So why are preachers preaching? Why are preachers not preaching against homosexuality? I don't understand it, for the Bible says that God created Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. If you want to put me out because of it, then put me out. I still will preach against it. I can't hear nobody. For time in the Word of God, when you spend time in the presence of God, when you give God your hands, your feet, your mouth, your mind, your ears, people will still will tell you that you're too young to go to church all the time. Well, I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but the Bible said, remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth. And if I did not quite bust your bubble there, then the Bible also said, train up a child in the way it should go, and when it is old, it will not depart from it. I can't hear nobody. For you see, God not only saves your soul, He also saves your life. When you become saved, God also excuses you from some stuff that you would have fell into. And God shields you from some stuff. Then for you to truly, so that you can truly say, that if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be? Thank God that you were raised up in church, for God shielded and protected you from some stuff. For you are teenagers right now wrapped up, for there are teenagers right now wrapped up in some stuff that they're finding it hard to get out of. So, thank God for parents that cared enough to tell you about a God that loves you if so much, and so that he died for you. Honey, baby, it's sugar pie, and he's coming and rose again. And the good news is he's coming back again. It looks like you ought to get excited, for any day now, God is going to crack the sky, and we will be caught up to meet him in the air. Yeah, we may have to go through some heartache, and we may have to go through some heartbreak, and we may be stigmatized, and we may be criticized, and we may be called everything but a child of God. But we may be sometime up and sometime down, and we may be disappointment may come, and you have to know that you know that you know that you know that there is a God, and he sits high and he looks low, and he's coming back again one day. When I get to heaven, put on my long white robe and my golden slipper, I got one question, and I don't want to ask Moses, even though he brought the children of Israel out of the wilderness, and I don't want to ask David, even though he played skipper on the harp, and I don't want to ask the Apostle Paul, even though he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, but I want to ask Jesus. I said, Jesus, I want him to explain to me Acts 2:4, where it said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Jesus, baby. The author and the finisher of our faith. You, the one that the peace in his side. You, the one that they put a crown of thorns on his head. Jesus, the one that they whip all night long. Jesus, the one that died for me and rose again so that we may have a right to the tree of life. Time spent in his presence, pretty much for me.
And then God keeps blessing us with new souls every week. We're soon going to be starting our building expansion project.
Yes.
Now, let's be blessed by a wonderful part.
Come on, clap your hands on the soft your feet. Yeah, clap your hands in the soft your feet. Come on, clap your hands, soft your feet. Yeah, clap your hands, soft your feet. Y'all, yeah, the power of God is finally behind him. And now, he's found him. You want to hear him?
To remind you that on Monday nights we have Pastor Reverend Jesse Stewart at 8 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock on Monday night, we have Pastor Leo Killen at 9 o'clock. And Wednesday night at 8:30, we have the Reverend Willie J. Van from the nation's capital. And Thursday, we have the Bishop George Flint at 8 o'clock. And then right back here on Saturday at 1 p.m., we have yours truly, Minister Amos Colin, out of Alliance, Ohio. So we invite you to catch the word, for the word is falling. Until next time, May God richly bless and keep you is our prayer.